Good morning. How are you today?
大家早安，你好吗？
Your answer could be good, fine, okay, manageable.
你的回答也许是好，很好，或者是 OK， 或者是还可以，凑合着。
But we usually don't say, oh, no, I'm not so good.
但是呢，通常我们或许不会说，其实我心里糟透了，对吗？
Or I'm not feeling good inside. 或者这样哈。Uh-huh. 好。Wait. There is a lady, Hidalyn Diaz. She lifts the Philippine team to the first gold in the weightlifting contest in the 18th Asian Games last month.
在2018年印尼雅加达所举行的亚运会中，一位女士，她的名字叫希德林·迪亚兹，赢得了菲律宾的第一枚金牌。迪亚兹总共举起了207公斤。
She all took 270 pounds, kilos weight total, and she won by just 1 kilo.
她总共举起了207公斤。
Yeah. But there are many tears, unspoken, unseen pain, and unheard hurt that she herself know.
但是在这个过程中呢，她经历了许多的痛苦。
Right. And you know, life is hard. We heard about the suicidal cases in America. Two famous people, Katie Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And then in just less than a month, another pastor of a big mega church also took his life.
我们听说了在美国的一个很大的一个灾难，有两位知名的人物，他们叫 Katie Spade 和 Anthony， 他们在一个月内相继自杀了。不到一个月呢，又有一位大型教会的牧师也死了。
When it's a tragic things, the word of Christ from John chapter 16:33 always appear or come to my heart. The verse in John 16:33 we just read a while ago would come to my heart. And pain and this song, the words of Christ would came to my heart. So let us listen to this only 2.5 minutes.
约翰福音十六章三十三节的经文，是一首非常鼓舞人心的圣歌。现在虽然在我在这个生活中和人生的挣扎中有许多的艰辛和困难，当事情变得很糟糕，还有很悲伤的时候呢，这些话语总是浮现在我的脑海里。下面让我们一起来倾听这首歌。
We can hum along if you want.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer.For I have overcome the world. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation.For I have overcome the world.
some hands at the back. Thank you. Meditate from this verse. There are three important points that Jesus wants to tell us.
今天早上，让我们一起来分享耶稣他非常真实实在在的告诉我们这些原则。
The principle in life. First, Jesus told us this thing so that in Him we may have peace. Secondly, in this world we shall have tribulation, but we are to be of good cheer. All because the third principle.Jesus have overcome the world.
第一大点，耶稣已经讲了这些话，在他里面我们有平安。第二点，在这个世界上我们会有苦难，但是我们要放心。第三大点，因为耶稣已经胜了这个世界。
Life is really hard here in a country, although it is much fun to be in the Philippines. But with all the build project, we have to go through the difficult traffic, and even our president already give up the traffic too.
生活是非常不容易，很艰辛的。尽管在我们的国家菲律宾有很多好玩的地方，但在政府不断建设的项目中，人们无论走到哪里，我们都要面对挑战性的交通。我们要考验彼此的耐心的极限。
For first principle of life is that Jesus says, in Him we may have peace. And this verse is the culminating sentence of Jesus' farewell discourse to His followers and to His disciples from John chapter 13 to 16.
从约翰福音13章到16节开始呢，这节经文是耶稣对他的跟随者和门徒们说的最后的一句话。在实践中，那我们应该如何生活呢？
In the context of this verse, Jesus was facing the crucifixion, and he would eventually be physically away, absent from his followers. And he has so many things to share to his followers. He talked about washing the disciples' feet, predicting his betrayal, comforting his disciples, telling them that he is the way to the Father, and promising the coming of the Holy Spirit, and exhorting them.About the vine and the branch, this kind of intimate relational life in him, and assuring them of his presence and his provision amid the troubled days. There are so many things that in these chapters, there is no time for us to go into detail, but he summarized in this sentence, these things I've spoken unto you, so that in me you will have peace.
在这种背景下，耶稣要面对即将来的受难，他将会离开他的门徒和跟随者。他有很多事情要分享，并为接下来的日子做好预备。约翰福音十三章到十六章，耶稣的告别的话语是如此的丰富的教导。给门徒洗脚，预言他要被出卖，安慰他的门徒，告诉他们他是通往父的路，应许圣灵的到来，并劝勉他们关于葡萄树和枝子的事。这是一种亲密关系的生活，并在患难的日子里向他们保证他现在的平安和供应。在这里，我们暂时没有太多的时间讲细节，但是我们很好的总结一下，正如耶稣所说的：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。”
So this first principle, we can see two points in Him. These two simple words, but so much weight, so much truth.
在他的里面呢。 英文是 in him， 只有简单的两个字，却承载着如此的分量和真理。
John Stott noted that it is meaning to be in Christ. It doesn't mean that we are locked up in him or we are inside him, but rather it is to be united with him in a close and personal way. It simply meant we are in union with Christ, Christ with us, we with Christ.
在基督里，这是每一个基督徒的真实的身份。它定义了每一个在耶稣里的人。在基督里，在书信中出现了100多次。在基督里，是在保罗书信中每一个篇章里，他所要表达的重要的基本思想。
So indeed, this in Christ, that the phrase is appear in the epistle 100 times, and it is the theme, the basic theme in Paul's every page of his letter. So John Stott was saying this to us that it is union with Christ.
John Stott 指出，在基督里。并不意味着被封锁或住在基督里，相反，它意味着要以一种亲密的个人的方式与他联合，它只意味着与基督联合。
In him we may have peace. Inside him, Jesus says, I live with you, my peace I give to you. I give not as the world give.
我已经给了你们平安。
So the first point is in him we can have peace, and you know, in him is to be in his will, in his way, in his work, then we can have peace.
在他的里面意味着在他的方式里，在他的意志里，在他的做工中。
When I talk about in his will that we can be in him, I just want to go back to those 40 years ago when how I follow God's will, but we have no time to go. So we just read the Colossians 3. Chapter 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts."
在他的里面，我们要放心。
The second point is Jesus is telling us that in this world we shall have tribulation, but we are to be of good cheer.
虽然我们在患难里，但是我们要放心，要喜乐。
But before I go into the second point, I think. I have to think about being in peace, no? Joseph was talking with, or he was in the building and saw a lady who was living in the same building with us. And she was so mad with the repairman of the building. She was reprimanding him very madly, angrily.
在第二点，我们看在他的里面我们有平安。几天前呢，邵院长碰到了一位在同一所公寓大楼里的一个女邻居，她严厉地训斥一名维修人员，好像真的在对她歇斯底里地在发疯。然而呢，这位女邻居告诉我们，她是一个很虔诚的佛教徒，在她的信仰里，她是一个善良、很温柔的人，对所有的人都很良善。
Yeah, and she told us that she is a Buddhist. She is very kind. Buddhists don't get mad with people because she is not in Christ. She has no Christ. But a few days ago, our children, our son and my daughter-in-law called us and told us how their bike was stolen when they were working.
几天前呢，就是我们的孩子和他，我们的女儿和她的丈夫呢。告诉我们他们在车库里的东西被偷了。
They feel so unsafe and worried, but it is just a normal feeling to be feeling like that. But with prayers and support from friends and from family, they are able to continue going to work and you know trust the Lord. In Him, they have peace.
当时他们感到非常的不安全，也很担忧，这是一种很正常的感受。但是在家人和朋友的一起祷告之下呢，他们能够继续生活，因为他们在基督里感到安稳。
A few weeks ago, Dr. Xiao was calling her sister Dorcas, who is in Australia, and as we were talking, boom, the husband who was driving the car got hit.
院长呢，在几天前在澳洲的姐姐在电话中聊天。当时姐姐呢坐在车子里，她的丈夫呢是在开着车，忽然砰的一声巨响，她的姐夫的车被另一辆车给撞了。
So the sister says, "Oh, okay, I have to hang up now, because we just got an accident, in the car." And she just say so calmly as if it's a matter of fact thing. 很简单，就是好像很自然的那个。
OK， 当姐姐呢不得不迅速的停止他们的谈话，好像是真的是出事了。
And then the next day, Dr. Shao called to see how things are. And then on the other hand, you know, Dorcas, the sister was telling us, you know, my daughter, the Stephanie, she came by to in the car with her son, and she came by to my house, to grandma house, the grandma Dorcas, to pick up the youngest son. And as she backed out the car, she didn't see the mirror well, and then a car was running so fast in the street and then hit the back of the car of this Stephanie, and the car was turning, rolling in the street. And when she woke up, she was lying on the ground, and all the ambulances and all the policemen. And the sister says, oh, I cannot talk with you now. I'm going to the hospital to see how they are. And so calm again.
第二天呢，院长打电话给姐姐问候一下，询问事情怎么样了。但是呢，姐姐说她的女儿 Stephia 带着她的儿子去奶奶家接另外一个小孩。Stephia 当时正在倒车，也没有看后视镜，不知不觉中呢，被一辆快速行驶的车也撞了车尾。后来呢 ，Stephia 她只能记起他们的车子在马路上打转，重重地碰到了什么东西。当 Stephia 和她的儿子醒来的时候呢，救护车和警察都在他们的身边。他们都躺在地上的救护车上，担架上。
But the sister was just telling us if she's just reporting it so calmly.
祸不单行。
So the second point is, in this world we have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
虽然在这种患难的处境中呢，但是我们应该放心。
Tribulation is a state of great trouble. Not the tribulation we will meet in Revelation. Tribulation is everywhere. It is a kind of suffering, difficulty, problems, worry, anxiety, sorrow, burden. All these are tribulation we see every day in and day out.
其实在患难中呢，其实在我们的日常生活中经常会不断的会出现。
Even when we are enjoying life, troubles come. You know, suddenly we have unsolicited advertisement say that buy, get this ticket, transfer your points, and it will give you free mileage.
其实我们现在生活在一个数字化的一个时代，经常我们会收到一些很多铺天盖地的一些广告来，它让我们去买吧，然后去有赠送，有礼物，去享受吧。
And so one of my friends took the advice and then they booked a ticket for the family vacation to Phuket. And to lo and behold, they have 1 week of brownout in that stay. And so the vacation was not very happy anymore.
我的一位朋友呢，为他的家人就是预定了去这个普吉岛的旅行。但是在他们的这个旅行期间呢，住在一个高级的酒店里，但是遇到了意外想不到的一个停电，因此呢，他们假期变得很不愉快。
And if traveling is not enough for you to enjoy life, in your cell phone you will have this text messages saying, "Oh, come and enjoy our anniversary, 40% off or 50% off from this promo at Bulgogi Brother Greenbelt, and enjoy 40% off the chicken Bulgogi Bibimbap Bowl."
如果旅行呢还不让足以我们能够享受生活，还有来自你的手机的另外一条的信息，不要错过在我们这家有名的韩国的一个饭店里举行的周年纪念活动，享用我们的鸡和石锅拌饭，享受打六折。
And because Foster really want to take out Joey and Becky to this restaurant, so he went and they have the order this very delicious Korean food. And when he was going to pay the bill, Foster was almost angry because they didn't give him the discount.
于是呢，你打电话给你的一位最好的朋友，因为你一直想请这位朋友一块吃饭。当你们两个人坐下来吃完一顿美味的大餐的时候，你打算买单，发现他们没有折扣，就给你开了账单。
So, yeah, and then when he was about to get mad, this smiling waitress showed him promo lasts until September 12th.
你差点起来抱怨，直到微笑的这个女服务员呢，她向你展示一行小字：促销的有效期到18年的9月12日。
So even in good times, there will be some inconvenience or trouble around us. Well, Jesus says in tribulation, we are to be of good cheer. And it the Chinese says, just take heart or just be relaxed, no?
即便是我们在生活中有许多的艰难困苦，但是耶稣告诉我们，我们要放心，我们要喜乐。
And this be of good cheer in the original is plural present active imperative tense. It is a command to do so. So Jesus commands us to remain cheerful, to take heart even under tribulation.
要放心，我们要放心，这是一个复数。现在主动和命令式的时态和语态，它是一个命令。因此呢，耶稣命令我们一直要喜乐，我们要放心。
But you know, when Jesus was telling us all this to have peace in Him, we already very hard to have peace. But now He commands us to even be of good cheer, to cheer, to be jolly in tribulation. Can we do this?
我们在世上有许多的苦难，但是耶稣命令我们，我们要放心。
The word from Jesus in John 14, it says, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And also in John 14, the same chapter of the 27th verse, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. It is the peace that not the world gives. So it boils down to our faith, our belief in Him.
放心，在约翰福音的一章十七节，经文也说要放心，这是一个命令。我们怎能在困难中要放心呢？
So we really have to, it's a command, so we have to be cheerful.
这是一个命令，意思就是我们必须，我们不得不，我们要放心。
And then we come to the third principle of life. Here, Jesus says, the reason that we can have peace because we're in Him and because we are to be cheerful under tribulation is all because Jesus says, I have overcome the world.
耶稣这样命令我们，因为是耶稣已经胜了这个世界。
And the word overcome, this phrase indicates is a past event, but it has a continuing effect until present.
胜过这个词呢，是过去的事件，并且有持续的结果。
And we remember Romans 8 says we are to be more than conquerors. Jesus has overcome the world.
我们记得在罗马书中，圣经中记载，我已经胜了这个世界。
You know, Jesus, remember the context of this verse. Jesus was talking, telling his disciples that and prepared their hearts because he himself is facing the biggest challenge, the biggest task on earth that is coming from his Father to be crucified for the people, for his people, for the people, all the sins on the cross. And he is like us, as human as can be. And he will be experienced. He's even human and he's divine. It is even difficult to be both human and divine to face this task of dying on the cross, the shameful punishment, and to endure the coming separation, tribulation, separation from the Father, God Father, for the first time in his life. He has to endure that and to experience betrayal, forsaken, despised by his own people. He's going to face that. He hasn't gone through that. He was preparing their hearts for his coming, his own crucifixion.
耶稣呢，正在把这些所有的事情告诉他的跟随者们，即使他自己在地上要面对最大的使命的时候，他也要为门徒做好一切的准备。他要跟随父，他将被自己人要钉死在十字架上。耶稣也像我们一样是人，他的神性呢使他更难忍受父神所赐予的给他的即将到来的这些苦难。第一次与父分离，他自己去经历被出卖、被遗弃、被蔑视。耶稣正把这些事情呢告诉他的跟随者。
Yeah, he's telling this to his people, to his followers.They don't get it. And telling to us, we don't get it like the disciples, we don't get it.
但是这些跟随者呢，像我们一样，似乎他们没有领受。
You know, We were in Canada this July when we heard about one of our donor died. 我们在加拿大。
我们的一位呢，捐助者在他长期的一个忠心的司机的手里死了。
He was our biggest one of the biggest donors, and he loved the Lord so much. And then he has a very faithful driver driving their car for 18 years. And then he, yeah.
这个司机给他开了十八年的车。
A good, a faithful servant, but the daughter and the wife were seated at the back of the car, and this donor was beside the driver.
这个司机呢，其实是一个非常忠心的司机。但是呢，我们这位捐助者的女儿呢，告诉我们，她感到这个司机在开车的时候呢，是眼神非常的不对。
So he was driving so fast, so fast, so fast. She told us that the And then the donor says, "It's too fast." And then the driver says, "The brake is broken. The brake is broken." And he turned, but the something in the look of his eyes seems not right. 眼神
这个他的女儿对这个司机说：“你开车开得太快了。”但是呢，这个司机还是一直开得非常的快。
But the daughter remember a few days ago, the father was talking to her.He loved the Lord so much, he says, I'm not afraid of any evil or that will come to me because we are children of God. We have to be overcome. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
这个女儿呢，回忆起她的父亲几天前在跟她说，我不怕邪恶，我也不怕魔鬼，因为我们是神的孩子。
But still, the daughter asks us,I know the devil cannot harm my father, but could he harm him through the driver? So we have no answer. Another incident is the wife of our alumnus, Wang Ming's wife. She is going through cancer treatment. She said she is the third Christian in the family of six. The other are not Christians.I'm the third Christian now with cancer. Why the Christians in the family have cancer?
我们所认识的这个王敏传道，他的妻子呢，是他家里的六口人中第三个基督徒得了癌症。他在想，我们是基督徒，为什么我们会得癌症呢？
Jesus says, "In this world, you shall have tribulation. It is given. It is even strange if we don't undergo tribulation."But do we get it? We could hardly get this because we fret up when we have tribulation. We don't want to have tribulation.
我们其实在生活中呢，会经历很多的试炼、麻烦、苦难、诱惑。但是我们为什么要经历这些试炼呢？经历这些苦难呢
？I don't know what your tribulation are at this moment. What you're undergoing, your assignments.Your relationship with other students or classmates or your practicum or your exam, your papers, what tribulation are you going through?
或是我们在经历一些苦难，诸如说我们在这里的你的功课的一些压力，你和人的关系，你和室友相处的一些关系，这些都是一些我们在是很真实的我们在经历的这些难处。
The verse.Give us this principle, how then shall we live? We have to have peace in Him, and we are to be of good cheer. It's a command, all because Jesus said He has overcome the world.
但是耶稣说呢，你们在苦难中要放心，因为我已经胜了这个世界。
So Jesus' words is very helpful, powerful for us.
耶稣的话对我们是非常的有力的。
Just the past weekend, we saw Typhoon Ompong. It hits our northern area, 29 areas. There was signal 1, 2, 3, and then, you know, it really hit hard Saturday. In fact, our fifth floor roof flew away, and rain came into my office in the fifth floor. It watered some of the books.
前几天呢，我们所经历的这一场山竹的台风。其实原来预告讲呢，在登陆北宋 吕宋岛北部之前的热带气旋中为发现了很大的一个强暴很大的风暴。
We are prepared. Before it came, we were told by the NASA it's coming, and we were watch out. And I don't know whether we have meeting or practicum. We were watching it closely because it's coming. It's reported. Just like Jesus was telling the disciples, you will have tribulation. I'm leaving, but I'm giving all your preparation. The Holy Spirit is coming. The life is the vine, and Jesus was like preparing us too because he is not yet met the typhoon. But now the typhoon's gone and. Everything is just as normal, right?
在这个面对台风以前呢，我们密切的关注着这场台风，而且我们做了大量的准备。但是呢，但是耶稣呢，对我们说，你们要放心。其实大家看到了，这场台风也走了，我们也没事了。
Yeah. So when Jesus was telling this chapter 16, verse 33, he haven't gone through the crucifixion. He was preparing, and he's also faced that.But now the book is done, and then we are here, and he's gone through. We should have be more confident, right, than the disciples. But we're still, we don't get it.
但是耶稣告诉我们呢，我们无论在怎样的困境中，我们都要放心。
So it is really hard for us to trust. No, we said we love Jesus, but we really hard to trust and believe him in the midst of trouble. But we have to learn to.Trust in Him because Jesus has overcome the world.
其实呢，我们很难去相信，我们要放心，但是呢，耶稣告诉我们，你们要给我们一个命令，你们要放心。
In the church history, it was told that Luther was writing to Philip Melanchthon. These two important church leaders, they are of different personality, but they are the best of friends.Even then,
路德呢？曾经是和这个菲利普·莫兰顿是很好的一个朋友。
They may have different opinion, but it was said that Luther was writing to Philemon one time, and he quoted the verse John 16:33, and he added the following. He says, "Such a saying as worthy is this is to be worthy to carry it from Rome to Jerusalem upon one's knees."
路德呢也引用了。约翰福音十六章三十三节，这一句非常重要的经文，他给他写信的时候呢，有这样一句引人注目的话语，这样的说法是值得跪着从罗马带到耶路撒冷的。
That saying is the saying of Jesus. In, you know, I tell you all these things, so that in me you will have peace. In this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. These words.According to Luther, is worthy to carry it from Rome to Jerusalem on our knees. 再讲一次，就是
再重复一下，路德给他的这个朋友菲利普·莫兰顿所说的这句非常著名的这句话是：这样的说法是值得跪着从罗马带到耶路撒冷的。
We have to trust when Jesus says He has overcome the world.
我们相信耶稣基督已经胜了这个世界。
His weakness.Actually, is his victory.
是他的得胜。
So, in conclusion, how should we then live?
总结一下呢，我们该怎样存活？
Jesus' words ring in our heart, saying all these things to us, so that in Him we may have peace. That in the world we have tribulation, but we are to be of good cheer because He has overcome the world.
耶稣实实在在的告诉我们这三个原则。
And then I would conclude it with a simple phrase. It says, how then should we live? We should live in Jesus' promised word, in his peace, in his precept, and in his power.
让我简单的用简单的话语总结一下，让我们生活在主所应许的话语里，在他的平安里，在他的命令下，在他的能力下。
Thank you for listening, and we'll ask Shirley to close in prayer.
谢谢大家的倾听，让我们一起来祷告。Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for giving us your precious words. Your words are better than gold, sweeter than honey. Father has given everything in your hands. All the authority in heaven and on earth has given to you.
Amen.
whenever, wherever, and whatever, you rule everything with your supreme authority.
Amen.
You know that we always don't have tea heart, don't be joyful, that we don't have peace from you.
Amen.
May you help us stand firm in your grace, to be bold in everything. May you help us move forward with confidence. May you lead us into your unfathomable and unimaginable sufficiency. I will pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
主，感谢你，谢谢你把宝贵的话语赐给我们。你的话胜似金金，比蜜甘甜。父已经将你万有交在你的手里，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给你了。无论何时何地何事，你都以至高的权柄统治一切。你知道我们时常不放心，我们不喜乐，我们没有从你而来的平安。我们同心恳求你来帮助我们，在你的恩典中站立得稳，凡事放胆，帮助我们带着信心勇往直前。恳求你带领我们进入你那测不透超乎想象的丰富里。祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
Amen. Let us hear the song again.
让我们一起再来听一下这首歌。
In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, for it shall overcome the world.